With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden deciding how the United States will respond to the Iranian-backed weekend attack that killed three U.S. soldiers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has been weighing his options during meetings with his national security team. He has promised to retaliate, even though national security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does not seek a war with Iran.
We are not looking to escalate the tensions any more than they already have been escalating. In fact, everything we've done has been designed to try to de-escalate those tensions. That said, this was a very serious attack.
Meanwhile, Republicans are blaming President Biden for doing too little to deter Iranian militias. Greg Clugston, the White House.
An Israeli document spelling out allegations against a dozen UN employees the country says took part in Hamas' October 7th assault. Also at srnnews.com, Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott among the conservatives frustrated by concessions being made to Democrats as Republicans try to hammer out a compromise on border security.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm a business guy, right? Number one is you can't negotiate with people that have a totally different approach. I mean, the Democrats and Biden want an open border.
Scott says the fact that Biden seems to want an open border is just one of the reasons Republicans are fighting a losing battle as they seek both the House and the Senate, say whatever border compromise emerges from the upper chamber, almost certain to be dead on arrival in the House. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin returning to work at the Pentagon after being treated for prostate cancer. He says he is still recovering. Caused some controversy because he did not tell the president or other key leaders about his hospitalization until days later. This is SRN News. The president will have a special guest at his State of the Union address this year.
Mr. Biden has invited Kate Cox, a Texas woman who sued the state for the right to abort her unborn baby because the child was suffering from a disability. Cox lost the case and wound up leaving Texas to abort her child. Presidents invite people to the State of the Union to make a point. Mr. Biden has made it very clear he will campaign hard for abortion in 2024. He says if reelected, he will do his level best to revive Roe v. Wade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia lawmakers and a show of support for Israel have given final passage to a measure defining anti-Semitism in state law. Sponsors say adopting the definition put forward by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance would help prosecutors and other officials identify hate crimes and illegal discrimination targeting Jewish people. This is SRN News. A majority of American taxpayers feel they just pay too much in taxes, with many saying they receive a poor value in return.
A new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows about two-thirds of U.S. taxpayers say they spend too much on federal income taxes. About 7 in 10 say the same about local property taxes. Meanwhile, roughly 6 in 10 feel that way about state sales taxes.
That is Jeremy House reporting. A dying thief who confessed to stealing ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz, receiving no prison time when he was sentenced Monday. 76-year-old Terry John Martin stole the slippers in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota. Both sides recommended he be sentenced to time served because he has only a few months to live. More details at srnnews.com.